here with Canadian cycling legend Steve Bauer. Steve, it's the Canadian Nationals right now, and you can't help but see all the ex-SpiderTech riders, and even throughout the season, we've seen them all doing really well. It's got to make you feel good that you developed a lot of these guys.
Well, we did our best to give them a shot at a professional career path, and I think that there's definitely some talent of boys that we work with, and defending champion Ryan Roth, he's going to have his work cut out for him because I think there's a lot of guys going well. Even though it looks like Swain is going to miss, he's on track for the Tour de France, and of course Ryder and David Veilleux. Mm-hmm. Some key guys are at the Tour de France, which is excellent, and we need a lot more of those riders to extend their career path to upper ranks. But it should be an interesting Nationals because I think you have a good mix of continental team riders with the Garneau group and some guys from BC and Ontario, of course. The former SpiderTech guys are dispersed and no longer a cohesive team. So it should be an interesting race because there'll be likely some more individualism happening, and that could make for a really exciting race.
Well, you have to feel some favoritism, though, having worked with these guys.
Well, what I see at Bose, just from the results, and I wasn't there, but it looks like Christian Meyer from Orica is riding very strong. He finished second in the time trial today. He was never a SpiderTech rider, but of course we followed him and watched him and through the ranks. It seems like Boivin was riding quite good in Bose. I don't know how he's going for the road race. Hugo Hund, talented young guy. It seems like he's raced a lot this year. I wonder how fresh he is because he didn't do such an impressive time trial, and I expected him to do a little bit better.
But
Hugo's a guy I see that will go far, I really see him as one of the most talented young guys that sprang into our team recently, and his team raced him a lot this year, so we'll see. It's going to be a bit of a wide open race, and we'll see what happens.
Well, it's a bit of an exciting time, as you mentioned, the Tour de France. We have Veilleux, Tuff, and Heggedal. I think it's a record. Three Canadians going there. This has to bring back some memories of when it was only you and Steve.
Well, it's a small step, to get have a record number of guys. Any progress is welcome in Canada.
Well, you pioneered that, so how does that make you feel?
Certainly, I we did work with, fortunately we had 1 year to work with Swain, and he was definitely a good leader for the time he was with SpiderTech, and before moving on to Orca, and now getting a chance to do the Tour de France is great. We never worked with David, although we definitely followed his career from a junior, and we always tried to sign him, and he always found a way not to join our team, but certainly we wish him all the best, and it's riders, without a question, shown superb talent in the Grand Tours and in one day races, and I think hopefully riders overcome some of his bad luck, and he should have certainly some freshness. I just wondered if he's raced enough, having some setbacks, but the times he has raced, he's shown superb superb attacks and very aggressive style of racing. Hopefully he can contain some of that power and save it for the best moments of the Tour de France and ride into it and challenge at the end. I think we all know Ryder has it in him. He's won a Grand Tour, and it's a little more open opportunity, I think, that the anti-doping has taken its course, and the cheater guys have been caught, and I think that the anti-doping regime of the UCI must be a huge deterrent. And I can't imagine guys continuing to try to dope. So, in that light, I think it gives us, our Canadians, a real chance to perform at their best, right? Because we've always been a culture that has strived for clean sport, and I really think the new culture gives our Canadians a better shot at the high level. And I truly mean that.
Well, seeing Ryder doing something at the Tour de France level would definitely be great. Now that we're on the, we've turned the page on Spider Tech, I guess. What are your plans going forward, Steve?
Well, you know, Spider Tech was basically, you know, didn't give us much of an option in October. So, that, you know, Spider Tech was really, you know, supporting the riders going forward. And, you know, at that point, at the same time, Lance Armstrong Affair surfaced, and, you know, it just wasn't a good time for pro cycling to search for multi-millions of dollars, you know, and I think that time still is extended, and I think we need more time to really review the professional side of things, and if it's now to make a big push for the big team, I don't think so. I think it's in time in the future, but it's not today. I think we can focus on, in the meantime, focus on development. We have a new velodrome coming to town. You know, maybe it's another, you know, hit the restart button and try to rebuild the foundation in Canadian cycling. And you know, there's definitely a lack of sponsorship at Cycling Canada. You know, I've spoken to those, you know, Michael, Greg Matthew and Jacques Laundrie on the subject, and you know, I've also offered my you know, my opinion and where I think I can help, and it's going to take a little bit more time to figure out what Steve Bauer, you know, where he fits and what he wants to do for the future. But I'm really enjoying the time to think about that and to, you know, review potential opportunities and, you know, enjoy riding my bike in the meantime.
Yeah, recently in Pedal I read how you were getting back on your bike. You want to talk about that a little?
Well, you know, it's you know, managing a pro tour or a pro team, you know, for the last 5 years has definitely been a substantial effort and a lot of dedication and you know, travel. And I didn't really have a lot of time to focus on my own health and, you know, ride the bike. And so now in sort of time of thinking and, you know, making some decisions for the future, I've been getting out on the bike and, you know, doing some kilometers, and it feels pretty good to get, you know, get the body in some kind of condition that, you know, I feel healthy again, and it's fun riding the bike. So that's basically it. You know, I don't have any major goals. With the exception, I'm invited to do the Tour de Waterloo this weekend, and I'm gonna jump in that event, and should be fun. Should be fun to have a challenging ride. Yeah,
sounds like fun. And I mean, you don't have all the pressure you had many years ago to perform. So it's gotta be a fun time to get back on the bike.
Well, that's the way I look at it. And you know, the bike is also a way to, you know, have a clear thinking, right, about you know, what's to come. And you know, I started to engage with an event, and it was just it was a bit too big and too short a time to pull off effectively, and I didn't want to disappoint. So I decided to work with Graham Fraser at Centurion and do a nice fundraising event, and we're going to call it the Steve Bauer Yellow Jersey Experience. Mm-hmm. We're going to do a high-level package within Centurion Blue Mountain, and with the proceeds going to the capital campaign of the Velodrome, which is still approximately $3 million, you know, apart from their capital build costs. So, you know, I'm going to do my part there, do my best to help out in need, as everyone in Canadian cycling should at this time. Mm-hmm. Because that project has to be successful. You know, first of all, we have to get the money to complete the build and pay the costs, and then, you know, we'll need to continue to fundraise, I think, in some way to make sure that, you know, that facility is, and and his programs and then the initiatives are successful, you know, and that's going to take a lot of support and some financial reserves to make sure that we can continue to make progress in Canadian cycling. And I think it's a long-term approach, you know. I don't think we're going to become a cycling power like Great Britain overnight or have the success of Australia like in 5 years or in Rio, for example. I think it's too short-sighted to think that all of a sudden we're going to burst on the scene because we have a velodrome. But I think over, if it's planned well and if the programs develop over the next 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, I think that, you know, we have the potential as a nation to be stronger and better. And, you know, instead of having three guys at the tour, we should have 10 or 12, you know, or you know, my original focus is to at one point have a world tour team. And you know, maybe my vision is just a bit of ahead of its time in Canada. Maybe that's the case, or at least I hope it is.
Well, I think it's great to hear that you want to get involved with the Velodrome project and other aspects of cycling here in Canada. I think Cycling Canada can definitely use your help. We've seen cycling grow a lot, though, in the last couple of decades. And, you know, there's a record number of Canadian pros in Europe now, which is exciting. You're right, though, we're still far from being where Great Britain may be right now. But definitely a long-term project that can come to happen.
Yeah, well, let's put this way. I think it's better. It's getting better, you know. But I think there still needs to be, you know, some financial somewhere. There needs to be a financial contribution or sponsorship, and to grow the sport, you know. And you know, for example, Cycling Canada. I mean, they don't have a major financial partner. I mean, they do have some partners, Louis Garneau and Loic Bikes, etc. But you know, there's no major contributor other than Sport Canada, and you can't grow a bigger national program without more dollars, right? And you know, I just don't see where there's got to be a way, right? And
well, you mentioned earlier that we're not going to become a cycling superpower just because we have a velodrome. So
right.
What do you feel would be probably the most important thing right now? An injection of money? What would help cycling get off to a faster start at this point, according to you?
I think a strong business plan that's attached to the development of cycling across country, and there's some good pockets of that, but I think if you were to use the velodrome as sort of the epicenter and develop some high level I call it teams, or you know, teams and events and different kind of programs that we can draw new talent, new recruited athletes. Mm-hmm. Be able to process them, evaluate them, and grow them into a really decent international competitive program. And I think that's where it becomes key, right? Where the financial resources become key, because you can bring athletes into the velodrome, you know, from different aspects, from high schools, from hockey, from, you know, different sports or from across the nation. But once you've tested them and realized that they're athletic, they're talented, and they could be good cyclists, the track alone won't bring them to, you know, elite prowess. And that's where I think if you talk about an endurance program, they need to be road racing. They need to be, you know, part of their time, or the majority of their time is racing on the road, right? You know, team pursuit teams need to compete in stage races and travel to international competitions to be fit enough to win on the track. And that takes money, that takes resources, and it takes sponsors, you know? So
right.
That's where I see is the developing teams you know, like, for example, Garneau has a good program. That, you know, Richard Wolves is doing, initiating a great program in BC, and they have, you know, different aspects of funding there to draw on those resources. So that sort of model has to be duplicated here, you know, around the track. And, it's not only going to be government funding that's going to make it work, right? Mm-hmm. There needs to be an input of investors that I believe to make it totally function perfectly, you know, and really have the or more government money. But I don't really see it happening. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't see the government's already kicking in a tremendous amount of dollars to have the Pan Am Games and have the Velodrome built, and they're already the main and only funder of Cycling Canada. So if you want to grow that program, you have to think outside the government, I think. Perhaps no, maybe I'm wrong, but maybe it has to be a balance of more government funds and
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I think a good plan and some good corporate investors to come along would definitely take us a long way. There's an opinion that because of the type of culture that we are here, we're used to going into an arena to watch a hockey game, baseball game, football game. We don't exactly share the European interests where it comes to, like, we're not going to sit on the side of a road to watch a road race go by for 2 minutes. Maybe you and I will, but I'm just saying in general. And this is where a lot of people feel that if cycling is going to grow here in Canada, it has to come from velodrome projects. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I see what you mean from a spectator perspective, or from you know, the television perspective, etc. I see what you mean, but you know, on. If you think from pure, you know, high performance, right? If you know, Cycling Canada is searching, you know, and they get their major funding from Sport Canada, and you know, own the podium, so government funds, right?
Right.
And you know, they want to have more success across the board. Well, you know, the programs, you know, not only from the velodrome, but also on the road and BMX and mountain bike and all those programs going, you know, out internationally, which is important, right? Because you can't do it all in the velodrome. You can recruit and you can develop and you can bring, you know, culture, which is the foundation. But then what was I talking about before is once the foundation is formed and you got these hot juniors and these under 23s on the track, well, you know, you can't just leave them on the track. They have to go. They have to race elsewhere. When I was team pursuiting at the national team, I was racing in the U.S. and I was racing. You know, I did some road racing in Europe, and like you have to have other aspects of the program which cost money. Like right. I did it on my own because I myself and Hugh Walton, we just jumped in his Datsun and went to the U.S. and started racing, right?
Okay.
You know what I mean? But if you can't isolate everything to the track, there has to be more programs around it, you know?
So it has to be a combined effort, basically.
For example, the simple example, the team pursuit, you know, is the big, you know, the big team gig endurance event at the Olympics, right?
Right.
And our ladies did very well.
Yes.
You know, and, you know, if we want a men's team to do the same thing, we're going to have a pretty solid road program along it, or we're going to need to have those kind of team pursuit guys pretty well aligned and doing, you know, exceptional road racing. They won't get fit enough just doing it on the track.
Okay, I see where you're coming from.
See what I'm saying? So
yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
That's just one example of where, you know, you need more than just the velodrome. You're going to need like that program to be aligned with the velodrome to make it successful, right? And the culture around the velodrome that can be created, and I really believe it'll be successful. But the big success will come, you know, what else is going to happen? Can we bring, you know, some junior development teams like for example the CHCH team in Hamilton is a good model, but they have money, right? They have money, leftover legacy money,
okay,
right? Which they've been able to utilize to draw in talent, and you know, work with a coach, and you know, buy some resources of you know bikes and get some sponsorship, right? Leverage that sponsor those dollars to get some more sponsors on board and create a program, right? Well, that's a good example of what we need to duplicate, you know, at the Velodrome, but 10 times that, you know what I mean?
No, definitely, and I guess...
You know what I'm saying? So that takes money, and it takes people that will be willing to, you know, to drive it.
So the Velodrome basically has to be part of a bigger plan. It can't just be a Velodrome alone that's going to save cycling.
Absolutely.
Well, Steve, thanks a lot for your time and your interesting perspectives. Wish you the best of luck in whatever you're going to undertake. And looking forward to hearing some more news on you.